Yeah, well, they're in the nectar of devotion. There are different aspects of ras. What makes up ras? Stai bhav is like the ocean. That's the permanent situation. Then there's different waves on the ocean. If there's wind, then there's waves. And the waves rise and fall. And the wind is there, which agitates the ocean, and there's waves. So there's five things that go together. When these five things go together, then they produce the taste of ras. Madhura ras, Vatsalya ras, Sakhi ras, Dasya ras. So the first thing you have to, stai bhav means the basis. Stai means stan, it means the fixed loving mood. So that's the foundation, you can say foundation of the house, the foundation of the relationship between the Vishaya and the Ashraya. The Vishaya, the objective love is Krishna, and the subjective love is a devotee. So for example, in Madhura Rati, or Madhura Bhav. So Radharani, she's a reservoir of love. A prema, and Krishna is the object of her love. He's a prema vishaya, and she's a prema ashraya. So now that's the stai bhav between Radharani. Her personal stai bhav is madhura rati, that is conjugal love. Now that mixes with different elements, which when they combine, stai bhav mixes with vibhav, then anubhav, and sattvic bhav, and vyavachari bhav. This is why he says above these are these others. Not above, it's like once this is established, then these other bhavas come and go, and they mix in different. And when they all mix together, they give that taste. They give rasa. Rasa means taste or experience of Madhura Rati. Because if the ocean, for example, if the ocean has no waves and there's no wind and it's just calm, there's not much. It's just existing. It's just a body of water. There's no waves on it. It doesn't look very beautiful, and doesn't create any sensation. But when there's waves and there's big whales jumping and dolphins jumping in the water and wind blowing, and then it's more exciting. So the same thing with the Madhura Rati. First is the Vibhav. Vibhav means the Alambana and Udipan. There's two aspects. This is all nectar devotion. In my tapes I also discuss this. So that's what it's saying in teaching Lord Chaitanya. That not necessarily above, but part and parcel. First you have the Stai Bhav. Then the stai bhav is always working through these others. When the stai bhav, to express itself, you need the vibhav. Vibhav means alamban. Alamban means the vishaya and the ashraya. Alamban means, I have a stai bhav, I have conjugal love for somebody. Who is that somebody? That's called a vibhav or alamban. That somebody is the vishaya. The object of my love is Krishna. And who is the ashraya? The ashraya is me. That's called the vibhav, vibhav alamban. Now, my object of my love, Krishna, Udipan, he does different things which stimulate my love. That's called Udipana. He plays the sound of his flute. That may blow a little wind on the ocean, make a little wave. Sound of his flute, his peacock feather, the way he walks, his voice, a painting. These are all different. Or somebody tells me a story about Krishna. This is called Udipan. They stimulate. You know, first I have to be with my beloved. If I'm just thinking, it's one thing. But then I come and I'm with my beloved. So I have my love, and now I'm with my beloved. Now he does something which stimulates my love. He speaks to me nicely, or whatever. You know, the way he's dressed. Like if a wife comes in front of the husband and she's all beautifully dressed, and then it stimulates his attraction, right? It stimulates his feelings of husband, wife, whatever. So now, first thing is that vibhav, and then after that, anubhav. Anubhav means following. Anu means following. What follows that is anubhav. Once that the permanent love is there, but there's my lover's not there, then maybe I'm thinking, but I'm not so much stimulated. But all of a sudden, after 2 weeks or whatever, my wife comes back, or I come back from traveling on business, and I see her all beautifully dressed, then I already have a permanent loving relationship with her. She's my wife. I have a conjugal love. So then, when she says something, or I just see her form, her beautiful dress, that's one of the Krishna's dress is also a stimulant to Radharani's love. Then that starts to excite. That's called vibhav. That's the feeling of vibhav. And then the next thing, what follows that is anubhav, which means maybe I cry or maybe I perspire. And then as that feeling stimulates more and more by different interactions with my lover, then there's sattvic bhavs, which are eight different sattvic bhavs. And then these all come and go, but they exist combined together to form Ras. And there's Vyavacharya Bhavas, which are 33 different Bhavas, which are maybe rolling on the ground, or there's different aspects. Basically, they're all expressing the movement of the heart as the heart becomes more and more stimulated. So when these Bhavas, it's kind of like making a drink. You take some water and give it to somebody. It's okay, that's all right. But you take the water and you put a little rose water in it, then you put a little camphor in it, then you put a little honey in it, and then a tulsi leaf, then it's something extraordinary, right? And then you can't figure out. So that's like rust. If it's just water by itself, it's okay, it's water. It's not very, it's somewhat satisfying. But when you mix all these different elements, they're all contributing. The basis is the water, but when you mix these different things, they contribute to the taste and experience of the water. So the basis is, okay, Radharani loves Krishna and conjugal love and Parakiya Bhav as a, you know, paramour lover. But there has to be, if it's just, that's it, then that love is dormant. It's like an ocean without waves. But then when Krishna, his character, his joking, his words, his dress, and that stimulates her heart, and that creates other emotions, and then she responds to those emotions. These emotions arise in her heart. It's called Anubhav. And she responds to those by getting a choked voice, or all these things are there. You can read Nectar Devotion, later chapters, and hear my tapes also. I go into quite a lot of detail. What's another question?
In Shantaras, devotional service does not start.
In Dasyabhav. Dasyabhav. Shantaras is kind of like, I mean, the person, the question is, in Shantaras there's no service, there's no real personal service to the Lord. In other words, one may be a jnani, and he's very detached from the material world, and he studies a lot, and he accepts that Krishna is God, and he's worshipping him, and accepting the supremacy of God, and he understands so much about him, and he doesn't have any interest in this material world. But he's just happy with his knowledge. He's in sattva guna, or he becomes happy, okay, Krishna's God, and I'm happy just to know Krishna. But he doesn't have any real feelings in his heart that I'd like to render personal service, that I want to serve him. So this is called a Shanta Bhakta. The Jnani, in other words, a Jnani who approaches the Lord from a devotional viewpoint, he has Jnana but it's mixed with Bhakti, then that's considered, because he doesn't have these feelings of sentiments that he wants to personally serve the Lord. He's like Atmaram. The Atmaram Munis, many of them are a type of Bhakta. They have devotion for the Lord, and they even practice limbs of devotion, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. They meditate on the Lord. And that's their, you know, you could say that's a type of service, meditation. But when it comes to wanting to personally serve the Lord or have any intimate relationship with Him, they have no interest. They're not offenders. They're not Mayavadis. They're not Buddhists. They're also a type of Jnani Bhaktas. They're called Jnani Bhaktas. And Prahlad Maharaj is an example, which is described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Prahlad Maharaj is given as an example of a Jnani Bhakta. Because all he did, he always remembered the Lord. He was very fearless, he was very devoted, he was always preaching. He was very knowledgeable. He was 5 years old, but you see the seventh canto of the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. There's so many Sanskrit verses he's speaking. And he talked about devotion. He said, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevam. There's nine limbs of devotion. That verse is from him. But he himself didn't render any personal service. He just remembered the Lord. He's always thinking of the Lord, thinking of the Lord, but he didn't do any personal service. And that's the whole analysis Sanatana Goswami does in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Which devotee has received the most mercy of the Lord? Who is most intimate with the Lord? So then, Shantaras. It's a ras in terms of they're getting, because Atmaram Munis, they're getting some taste from serving Krishna, but from just thinking of Krishna. And it's very purifying when you absorb yourself in knowledge of Krishna. And that's what the Jnanis, they do. They're Jnani Bhaktas, that's what they call them. They're not just Jnanis who want Brahma Sayuja or emerging in Brahman. They're called Jnani Bhaktas.